3.
And as we continue the morning show at 8:42 here today, we're pleased to have with us Josh Donaldson, Emporia State's Director of Choral Activities. Saturday's shaping up to be big, and we got a big activity through Choral Activities coming up here on Saturday.
Josh, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good today. Right. Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. And big event coming up, Lyon County History Center this Saturday. This is kind of unique. Tell us exactly how this is playing out, Josh.
Yeah, so this Saturday we have a event that we're calling an Evening of Poetry. And all of the music we have, specifically our chamber singers, which is our top group at the university, they're going to be putting on the concert, as well as four of our soloists from that group. And all of the music is text by Sarah Teasdale. And on top of that, about midway through, Lisa Soller, the curator, she's going to be reading some local poetry as well. And it's going to be just kind of a fancy little evening that we're putting on. We're really excited for it. We have some general admission tickets. We have some VIP tickets. It's going to be held on the third floor of the Lyon County History Center. And our VIP guests are going to get a full slice of cake, multiple drinks, and they get seating, tabled seating, overlooking the historic downtown. And then our general admission will get a signature cupcake. And they have their choice of a lemon drop cupcake or a salted caramel cupcake. And then they get one drink, and they get to just sit and watch the choir and the soloist perform. And it's all going to be accompanied by a string quartet. So it's going to be kind of a special evening. We're excited about it.
Indeed. How did this all come together? I mean, this is a cool deal. As you put it, a fancy evening coming up here for the area. How did this all develop?
Well, it started when I first got here. I started kind of scoping out venues and wanting to partner with some local businesses and local entities and organizations. My background, I love getting my groups out in the community and just getting more exposure, not only for them, but for the community to have events to come to that's not just on campus. And so I had contacted Lisa and was talking about ways we could partner together, and she showed me the third floor, and I thought it was just beautiful. If nobody's been up there before, they should at least come to see that.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful. It's all brick walls and wooden floors, so the acoustics are great for singers. And so I had come across this work, and I thought, you know what, this would be a really fabulous work to just do a more intimate kind of evening event. And so that's kind of how that all came about. And Lisa graciously said, I would love to do this. Please let's book it. So,
well, it's coming up this Saturday evening, 7:30, Lyon County History Center, third floor. It's a great venue up there. Many of you have been there, I know. But this is, as we mentioned, a unique and kind of new event. An Evening of Poetry is the title, featuring the Emporia State Chamber Singers. And money raised here, in part, will go to a trip you're planning, Josh?
Yeah, we're going to be splitting the profits. So half the profits will go to the Lyon County History Center, and the other half is going to support all of our singers going to our spring choir tour in May of next year, 2023, to Washington, D.C., to participate in a special ceremony for the 60th anniversary of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech.
Oh, nice. Given the fact that you've got different organizations involved here, Josh, how have you kind of laid out the practices here to make sure that everything flies without a hitch here this weekend?
Well, I'm pretty meticulous in my planning, and so our chamber singers have been working on this music for about 3 or 4 weeks, and this music is a 7-movement work, roughly about 37, 40 minutes in total. And as of last week, they are just rocking on it, and we're so excited about this event. And on top of that, I have a great leadership team, so I've been able to kind of just disperse some responsibilities as far as getting decorations and setup team and everything. So actually this has kind of been running like a well-oiled machine. So we're all just really excited for it because I feel like I should be more stressed than I am about this event. But,
oh, that's coming.
Oh, I know, right? We'll get to the day of and I'll probably be really a little stressed out. But right now I'm just really excited about it. This is probably the main concert of the entire year that I have been most excited for, because it's just going to be really special, I think.
Yeah, Lyon County History Center coming up this Saturday evening. And tickets, if people want to acquire those, how can they, Josh?
So they can either go to the Lyon County History Center themselves, and they can purchase tickets there, or if they go to any of our Emporia State Choir social media, we have an event posted that they can click on the link and order tickets online.
All right. Should be a great evening. Great idea. So I think
a lot
of people are excited about this, so hopefully we have a good number of folks in attendance. Tickets are $12 general admission or $25 for VIP. Josh, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too.
And Josh Donaldson, who is the Director of Choral Activities at Emporia State University, on our Newsmaker 3 segment this morning, an evening of poetry featuring the Emporia State Chamber Singers.
Wow.
That's the History Center. Yeah.
Mm.
Neat event there.
Agreed. Agreed. And again, contact out and get more information that way. Did want to let you know, too, that boy, we are busy here this week. Tomorrow in the 840 slot, we'll have City Manager Trey Cocking joining us. Our focus is actually going to be on the Lyon County History Center's old home, the Carnegie Library. So there's been a number of conversation points here, specifically earlier this month, about potential options for using that Carnegie Library space. So Trey Cocking will join us to talk about that in more detail around 8:40 to 8:45 tomorrow. And then we go back to the History Center at 8:40 Wednesday, because we'll have Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan with his biweekly appearance.
And I do want to let you know, amongst the many activities going on this weekend,
yes,
ESP Financial wants to invite you and all of you to their free community-wide shred and e-waste recycle day that is happening this Saturday from 9 until noon.
Okay.
At 8th and Merchants. All community members and Chuck businesses are welcome to attend, because they will have two shred trucks there.
Hey, all right.
This year. So, yeah, even businesses can take advantage of this.
Mm-hmm.
So, join ESP Financial this Saturday. And we sponsor this event, co-sponsor this event every year.
Yep.
So we'll have a couple of updates from the free community-wide shred and e-waste recycle day this Saturday morning. And this is from 9 until noon.
Okay.
At ESP Financial, 8th and Merchant. So good service provided there.
Absolutely. Kind of leading you off into a busy Saturday across town.
Yeah, and I will be helping escort a Spirited 50 group to the Royals game this Sunday against the Yankees.
Hey.
At the K.
Cool deal there.
How about that in the George Brett suite? That's a sellout on that Spirited 50 bus, by the way.
Hey, so, can anybody be surprised by that?
Yeah, going to be a great day. Sunday's forecast looks pretty good, too. Sunny and in the 70s, I believe, so it's going to be a great time. Always have a lot of fun.
Yes, sir.
With that group, it's always always a good day at the ballpark.
Can't go wrong at the ballpark.
You really can't.
You never
really
can.
It's always always a lot of fun. This is going to be a busy and active week, so make sure you stay tuned to KVOE, and we'll keep you posted and updated. I know we do have a chance of some rainfall midweek this week, Chuck, as far as thunderstorm activity.
Yeah.
Anything they're looking at on the strong side this week, or are we pretty
boy,
much settled down?
I'm looking here over at the convective outlooks, and really there's not much. It looks like maybe on Thursday we do have a risk of some stronger thunderstorm activity, and that would probably come up the way it appears right now. Across, actually it's day 5, so this would be Friday. It's a very low-end risk right now, and it would essentially be based off of the current models, K99 to the west is the way things currently are shaking out. So we'll see if that winds up moving, you know, easterly or westerly, or the risk starts strengthening, or maybe the models start falling apart here. But right now we're looking at maybe Friday, which happens to be probably among our better risks of just thunderstorm activity in general here for the week. So we'll keep you posted, as always, here on KVOE, KVOE.com, and KVOE social media.
All right, and our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mark II Lumber. On 825 E6, KVOE, we are live and we are local. 852, sunny, 44 degrees. Good morning.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Yes, we know it can be a stressful process and you're probably putting it off, but you don't have to wait any longer. This is Curtis Nelson from Klemboyer Autoplex in Emporia. We are your trusted, pressure-free vehicle purchasing experience. We are locally owned, and our friendly and knowledgeable staff will greet you with a smile and get you in the perfect vehicle that fits your lifestyle and budget. Plus, we will give you a sweet Granada treat for the ride home. Clint Boyer Autoplex, only in Emporia.
Get the highest car wash technology on the market today at Mr. G's Express Car Wash. Get a perfectly clean car inside and out, and you're in and out in 3 minutes or less. Single washes as low as $8, or get a monthly membership for as little as $19.99 with unlimited use. And vacuums and mat cleaners free for customers. Mr. G's Express Car Wash at 6th and Prairie.
What's that noise?
There's nothing worse than cruising along when suddenly a new light comes on the dash or an awful noise starts from under the hood. Don't stress. Just call Williams Automotive. The fine crew at Williams Automotive is ready to help. They're a Napa Auto Care Center, so you'll get peace of mind with their 24-month